Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. This is Pastor Sean Harris coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Good Monday morning to you, June 4th, 2012. We're looking at an article written by Dan Dizell, posted on the News in Focus section of sermonaudio.com. Evangelicals and Catholics Together Getting Born Again. Evangelicals and Catholics Together Getting Born Again. Dan is a Lutheran pastor, and he writes for the ChristianPost.com, which is the article we're looking at. June 3rd, 2012. It has been nearly 20 years since leading evangelical and Roman Catholic scholars in the United States signed an ecumenical document to deliver a common witness to the modern world. While everyone understands that there are still theological differences, evangelicals and Catholics, end quotation marks, was an amazing effort in 1994 to reach out to one another in Christian love. One affirmation in that document stated, "All who accept Christ as Lord and Savior are brothers and sisters in Christ. This is most certainly true." If we keep working out that affirmation in our relationship together, much progress will continue to be made today between believers of different Christian bodies. The true unity of the Christian faith is experienced by all brothers and sisters in God's family. Obviously, there are many children of God among the ranks of Catholics and evangelicals. That is not to say that every evangelical and every Catholic has faith in Christ. But for those who do, there is unity in the Spirit in this world and the next. Among the points of difference in doctrine that were addressed in the document, the issue of baptism is a significant one. The debate tends to revolve around whether baptism is a sacrament of regeneration, as Catholics teach, or a testimony to regeneration, as evangelicals teach. The difference would be, at first blush, seem to make it impossible for there to be agreement with one another upon the gospel. But that is only the case if we place the doctrine of baptism above the previous affirmation that all who accept Christ as Lord and Savior are brothers and sisters in Christ. If Catholics and evangelicals truly believe and teach that accepting Christ is necessary for a person to be in God's family, then different teachings about baptism do not have to override the primary doctrine of justification. One of the first affirmations of the document states, "We affirm together that we are justified by grace through faith because of Christ." What a beautiful affirmation for Catholics and evangelicals to make together, the author states. Granted, we evangelicals often use the term born again to describe those who have been justified through faith, whereas that term is not typically used by Catholics. But so what? Semantics aside, if two Christians can agree that we are justified by grace through faith and that living faith is active in love as agreed upon in the document, then praise the Lord for this beautiful agreement between Christians. Catholics certainly don't deny that in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus taught the necessity of being born again. They just don't tend to use that terminology. The key for evangelical ministers and Catholic priests is one in the same. Proclaim the truth that all who accept Christ as Lord and Savior are forgiven of their sins. These born-again disciples are called by God to live in obedience to the divinely inspired scriptures, which are in the infallible Word of God as stated in the document. All right, and the author goes on to highlight this unity. My purpose in turning on this microphone is to take exception to what he's saying, to take exception to my brother in Christ, Dan, who I believe by the testimony in this document is a brother in Christ. But he seems to suggest that the fact that Catholics don't use the term born again is fine. But let's look at how they do use it, and let's not look at a document that was signed by a few Catholics and a few evangelicals. Let's instead go to their catechism. Let's go to their catechism, the Catholic Catechism. I'm looking at article number 1, 1213. So chapter 1, The Sacraments of Christian Initiation, Article 1, the Sacrament of Baptism. See, what I want to know from the Catholics, if there is supposed unity, is how does one get saved? And what role do your sacraments play in the salvation of people? If there is unity, if there is potential unity, if there is a suggestion of potential unity, then instead of a document signed by a few Catholics, what we need to see is a substantial change in their catechism. The catechism is what they teach from a doctrinal perspective. So reading from chapter 1, the Sacraments of the Christian Initiation, Article 1212, I'm looking at the online text provided by this Catholic organization, usccb.org. The Sacraments of Christian Initiation, Baptism, Confirmation, and the Eucharist lay the foundations of every Christian life. The sharing in the divine nature given to men through the grace of Christ bears a certain likeness to the origin, development, and nourishing of natural life. The faithful are born anew by baptism. Did you just hear that? So now let's look at John chapter 3. Was Jesus telling Nicodemus that he needed to be baptized? Is that what's going on in John chapter 3? Is Jesus telling Nicodemus that he needs to be born again? Yes, he told him, you must be born again. And what did Nicodemus struggle with? If Nicodemus understood that the means whereby a man is born again is to have some water sprinkled on him, or to be dunked, or to have water poured on him, then why did Nicodemus struggle so much with what Jesus was saying? Now let me read the catechism to you again. The faithful are born anew by baptism. Okay, Article 1214. I'm sorry, Article 1213 first. And it reads like this. Holy baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, and the door by which gives access to the other sacraments. Through baptism, we are freed from sin and reborn as sons of God. We become members of Christ, are incorporated into the church, and made shares in her mission. And now I quote, baptism is the sacrament of regeneration through water and in the Word. End quote. Now that is a substantial difference from what the author Dan is suggesting in his article. So we've got a document out there that provides some unity, and we have an official church catechism that is completely, completely at odds with this document. So if we think that the Catholics are now coming to a correct understanding of justification by faith, we need to look closely at changes in their catechism books. Because that's where their doctrine is communicated to the members of the church. That's where doctrine is communicated. So if there's been a change, and we now understand that Catholics are getting saved the same way evangelicals are getting saved, through faith in Christ, in Christ alone, then we need to see changes in what they publish. Please don't understand what I'm saying this morning. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying this morning. if we have local preachers, priests in Catholic congregations, parishes, all over the world teaching their people that they must be born again through faith in Christ and Christ alone, that is an awesome thing. My point in turning on the microphone this morning and sharing this article with you is to remind you that although in 1994 a document was signed between some Catholics and some evangelicals, there has not been a change in church doctrine. There's not been a change in church doctrine, in the Roman Catholic Church doctrine. That's the point I'm making. And so all Catholics, all sinners, all evangelicals, all Baptists, all Presbyterians, whether they were baptized as infants or baptized as adults, it doesn't matter. Each must be born again through faith and faith alone in the person and finished work of Jesus Christ. That's what is necessary for regeneration. That's the evidence of regeneration. That's the relationship. Sprinkling water on an infant does not cause regeneration. Regeneration is a work of God the Holy Spirit that always is directly associated and interrelated with faith in Christ and Christ alone. Repentance toward God and faith in Christ alone. That's the relationship. It has nothing to do with water baptism. It has nothing to do with infant baptism. It's not a sacrament. And that is what must change in Catholic doctrine for there to be any substantial or true unity. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Send your comments or questions to pastor@bbc@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.